Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we hope that we do some uplifting for you. And I do want to say, if you're listening on the radio, we are so grateful that you are here. I want to make sure that you know that you can stream us at kvta.com, or you can turn us on in your cars or in your homes. And also, you can download our podcast. And if you're listening on my podcast, definitely download it and leave us a little rate about how we're doing and where we met or how you heard about us. So all those good things. And again, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is just one small positive thought in the morning can change your entire day. And so when you wake up and you start your day in a positive way, you can be listening to us. So I also want to remind everybody about the 805 Writers Conference and Book Expo that's over at the Crown Plaza Hotel. That is today and tomorrow. And of course, if you haven't already registered, you can register for free and go to 805writersconference.com. And I'd love to see you out there. This is their 10th annual 805 Writers Conference and Book Expo. With that, I am really excited. I love it. We're at the end of summer and, of course, officially November. And my next guest is Kim O'Brien. And what her business is Survival Swim with Kim. She actually teaches survival swim lessons for, are you ready for this? Ages 6 months and up. And it just beyond me when I see the videos that she shares, how children can actually really learn to save themselves in water and for emergencies. So Kim, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah. So I have seen you had an incredible year. And when I say that, servicing families, they have no idea how much you've helped them. And of course, because summer's over, it doesn't really even mean anything because it's almost like usually people are outside using their pools, using their backyards. And then when fall comes, that's really kind of the scary part, right?
It is. It is. Pools are still there. And kids don't always understand that they're not supposed to use them. And so they are still a danger to families. Drowning is not discriminatory based on season. Drowning happens year round. And so we always have to be vigilant and keep our kids safe no matter what time of year it is.
Yeah. And so talk to us, like, you know, if we were kind of making new parents or new grandparents aware of what to make sure their doors are locked, to make sure their pools are gated, to make sure, talk to us about all those things that you teach people.
Yeah, so there are many layers of protection to help kids keep kids safe. Kids are curious by nature, and they don't always understand, especially the young ones. Because drowning is the number one cause of death for kids under five, it is so important to have many layers of protection in place for those kids. Fences lock automatically. Having a water watcher, someone. So if you're near any body of water, always having someone there. Of course, knowing CPR is so important because if you find someone in the water, getting them CPR immediately and getting air into them immediately is vital. Always teach your kids not to go by the water without an adult. You need to just knock that into them every chance you get. Repeat it. They need that repetition. And always have life jackets if you're going in an open body of water, if you're going in a boat or a lake, you know, always have kids wear a life jacket in those open bodies of water. It's so important.
Yeah, and let's share all the areas that you actually service in so that our listeners can know if they're in your area.
So right now I service most of Ventura County. I teach year-round in Ventura, and I teach most of the year fall through or spring through fall in Camarillo. And then I teach occasionally in Westlake, Newberry, and I'm trying to get up to Santa Barbara as well because there's nobody teaching up there.
And so how long is a lesson? I think this is so interesting because even though, you know, it's not very long, and what an investment you're making in your children and your family.
Right. I know time is valuable, and I know, you know, money is valuable, but your kids are priceless. And these lessons will surprise you that they're only 10 minutes a day. Now, the number one thing I get pushback on is that there's no way a child can learn anything in 10 minutes. Well, yes, they can. Children have very short attention spans. And so if you push them longer than that, they're going to tune you out anyway. So we work within their parameters. Plus, we are working hard. They're learning a lot during that 10 minutes. So it's a workout for them. And after kids start, they realize, oh, you're right. We wouldn't want this to be any longer than 10 minutes. The thing they always tell me, we couldn't handle this longer than 10 minutes.
Right.
It's a lot of work for kids. They're actually working. They're learning hard things. But they're learning hard things in a safe way so that they can learn how to be safer and know what to do if they fell in the water. If they encountered the water and there wasn't somebody to grab them immediately, they will know what to do. They'll know how to roll their body over and float on their back and get air. And that is so important.
Amazing. You know what? I love sharing this, that all the things that you do. So let me ask you a question. First of all, to like walk us through an appointment with a brand new parent and a brand new child.
So I first let all families know that your child is going to cry. If they cry outside of the water for any reason, when you tell them no, or when you make them do something they don't want to do, they're going to do the same thing for me in the water. I'm not mom. And a lot of kids, when they come to me, they have what I call mommy-itis. You know that what your child does. They act differently for mom than they do for everybody else, and they want to cling to mom. And so they will put on a show for mom and cry more, right? All our kids do it. My kids do it.
Right,
So they do it in the water for me. They try. They're like, well, if I cry, they're going to let me go back to mom.
Right, So
your kid is going to cry. Yep, exactly. They do. Those kids are smart. but they still learn so much. So usually the first couple weeks, parents are like, oh man, I don't know about this. And by week three, when their kid is they're swimming across the pool and they're floating on their back and they're knowing what to do and they're happy again, it's like a light bulb went off and it is just unbelievable to watch that transformation of kids going from unsure and they don't have, you know, any skills when they start, and then they start getting these skills, and then their confidence comes out because, oh, wow, I know what to do on my own. I can do this.
And it's how long are you talking about these kids that have confidence right off the bat? I mean, to me, it's like beyond. So how old?
So babies from 6 months through probably about 15 months, they learn just to float. And babies are a little tricky because they can't talk yet, so they're crying as they're talking to me, right? Toddlers who think they can do it all, those two-year-olds who think they can do everything and don't understand the danger, those are the ones that you really have to watch out for. And so they'll jump in the pool for me and think that they can do it, and then they don't know what to do. And so those are the ones that are absolutely amazing to watch the transformation, because they go from thinking they can do it and struggling and not knowing anything to actually doing it, and then like so proud of themselves because, wow, they can swim across the pool. By the end of their lessons with me, they can swim across the pool, roll and float to get air when they need it, and roll back to swim again. And they can do that repeating across the pool.
That's
absolutely amazing.
You basically are giving children the skills and confidence needed to be safe in the water. I mean, that's priceless right there. You also are starting Mommy and Me or Daddy and Me, right? A class.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I'm so excited for that. We're starting that next year. And it's called our Little Dippers class. And so babies with their caregiver, whether it's a parent or their, you know, nanny, whatever the case may be, they'll get in the water together. It'll be group lessons. So a small group of babies or kids with their loved ones. And these are for the kids that aren't ready for survival lessons yet. So in order to be in survival lessons, you have to be at least 6 months old, but plus you also have to be rolling over and moving on ground. If your little one isn't ready, isn't doing those things yet, then they can do this Little Dippers class so that they are prepared when they are ready, when they get to the age that they can start survival lessons. So they'll learn safely with their loved one. They'll learn how to get used to water over their face. They'll learn how to get used to water in their ears, laying down on their back, things like that, but with their family. So that way they're more comfortable. You know, you're not handing them off to me yet for lessons. So it's a little fun, but it is the survival fun. So we still don't blow bubbles. We still, you know, teach them safety, but we do it in a fun way with their parents.
Ben, also, you're spending time with your children in a really healthy, safe way, which is great because you'll be able to learn some of these skills to help your children too, right?
Exactly, and you'll be able to practice with them if you have a pool. And do things to help them grow. Water is such so therapeutic for everybody, even our little ones. So it is a good thing.
And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking with Kim O'Brien, and we're talking about her website is Survivals Swim with Kim.com. And what is the number for them to call you?
805-620-7177. And I'm also on social media at Survival Swim with Kim on Facebook and Instagram. And you can see videos there of little ones that have gone through the lessons and showing off their skills.
They're amazing.
It's so much fun. You know, it never gets old watching these little ones learn their skills for the first time, like master them and be able to do it independently. Every time it just takes my breath away. It brings me to tears. I just absolutely am amazed at what they can do, what they can learn at such a young age.
And Kim, I know we've talked about this, you know, before, but this is your gift to really give back. You lost your baby girl to water, right? What a huge gift to be able to walk other parents through this.
I wouldn't wish that pain on anyone. And to be able to help families understand and learn this danger and help prevent it, hopefully in their own homes, it means the world to me. I have met some incredible families this year. I've had some really great kids and great families, and I'm just so thankful to be able to, if I can help save one kid.
Absolutely. Kim, always a pleasure. It gives me chills when I talk to you because such a great thing. And of course, summer doesn't really mean anything. This is year round. If you have little ones, please look him up. Look at these videos that she has on her website. Survival Swim with Kim is such an important thing and that you will never regret. And of course, her phone number is 805-620-7177. Kim, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for sharing here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but before that, I do want to remind everybody that we're going to be talking about the Project Understanding's second annual golf classic on November 21st. And we'd love to get you out here. So we're going to be talking with Tom McLean. He's going to be coming on. Also, I do want to remind you that if you are looking for some good food and some good entertainment, the Manhattan of Camarillo, please make a reservation, and that's 805-388-5550. With that, stay with us. We will be right back.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Join the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. The Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 10th annual 805 Writers Conference and Book Expo at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Ventura, bringing you a world of wealth and knowledge on the craft of writing and how to launch your own masterpiece. It's all happening November 5th and 6th at the gorgeous Crown Plaza on the beach in Ventura. For more, go to 805writersconference.com. Start your Saturday in a positive way with Kim Pagano every Saturday morning.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com. kimpagon.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and tuning in to The Brighter Side of Life with me, Kim Pagano. My next guest is Simon Baldurus, and he is a director, a writer, a producer, a DOP, an editor. It's the runner, a short proof of concept based on and a feature film written and directed by Simon, a Native American filmmaker who heads Wonder Mouse Studios. Simon is a director, and let's bring him on. Simon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and congratulations on The Runner being accepted into the LA Skins Fest. Tell us about you, and tell us about your film.
Well, The Runner, which, like you said, is playing at the LA Skins Fest on November 19th, 5 p.m. at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. I'm really excited about that. The festival is actually an Indigenous film festival where other Indigenous filmmakers and films are being showcased. And
that is really cool to go down there and see that. I actually did that probably before COVID. So that was really fun to see. And so tell us about your film.
The film Runner is about a reclusive man who is past his prime, and he lives this really simple, reclusive, and modest life, and he works under the table as a fry cook for reasons that you'll find out in the future versions of this film. The truth is he's an undocumented worker, and so he's kind of living, you know, under the radar, and he spends much of his time running long distance and interacting with the stray cats and stray dogs and other living creatures in the city. He's a real big loner. And his life is turned upside down when his wife collides with his alcoholic neighbor and her young daughter, whom she abandons.
Wow. Okay, so my mind goes right here. Are you a runner?
I am a runner. I've actually slowed down my running in these last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, but I was an avid runner all my life growing up. And as a matter of fact, the main character, Murray, his name is Murray Rara. If you reverse those two names, Rara Murray, those are the Indigenous runners of Mexico and also the Apache tribe. And they're some of the world's greatest long-distance runners.
Really? Okay. So now I'm going to ask you, so was that your inspiration for your story?
It really wasn't. You know, my inspiration of the story, you know, I've always been interested, you know, in the person who sits in the back of the bus, you know, the kid in high school who eats their lunch in the library. In fact, I was my high school's photographer, and I would often take these canons of people with this very long lens, and I would do these, you know, kind of things in secret, and I would just wonder, you know, we all have a story, and
oh,
I always wonder
what
theirs
yeah.
was, and
wow.
So, you know, yeah, that's kind of, you know, my interest in that, and then, of course, I love running, so I kind of combine the two, so, you know, my inspiration is really to bring attention to the unseen, and that's what this film is about.
I love that, the unseen. So it's the people that really, you know, would never think about themselves. You're bringing that up to the front, you know? And
yeah.
I love that. I mean, because, you know, we all have insecurities. And, you know, those people are like, they have really big insecurities because they would never even
think that what they are doing or their story would be important. And here you're putting it up front. I love it. I love it. So what do you hope to achieve at the festival? And tell us about the festival.
So, again, the festival is an Indigenous film festival, which, again, is for Native American directors and producers and actors, stories. As well as other stories. I mean, my film isn't necessarily about an Indigenous story because, you know, I'm interested in, you know, telling stories from a Native American perspective, but it's not just all bows and arrows and feathers. You know, Native Americans, you know, they have utility bills and they pay their taxes and they live in society. So, you know, my hope is really to touch the hearts of people in the audience and, you know, again, compel them to consider those people who, you know, may be otherwise invisible to the world. You know, I hope that, you know, I can pique their interest, pique the interest of people who have the means of helping me tell some other stories, including the feature version of this story and my next story, which is called Buffalo, which is a coming of age story about a Native American girl growing up in Southern California during the 80s. And it's based upon, you know, true events of my executive producer, who is also Indigenous. Her name is Buffy Castillo.
I love it. So let me ask you, what was your inspiration to do these? I mean, who got you into it? Like, what is your background?
So, you know, my background as a Native or background as a filmmaker, or maybe both. I'm not sure which one you like to mean. Well, Go ahead. Okay. Well, you know, as a Native, you know, several years ago, you know, I began peeling back these layers of my heritage. And, you know, unfortunately, as a Native American, my story is not necessarily uncommon. It's, you know, it's kind of born out of a little bit of tragedy in that, and some family secrets that, you know, some peeling back the layers and digging into, you know, prodding my mom and my father for these answers about where I came from. My grandfather was a Native American man who was raised in the Apache Reservation in Arizona, and he was taken away from his mother at a very, very young age, about 3 or 4 years of age. And he was forced to go into what he called an Indian school, which is the Carlisle Indian School in Arizona. And he was forced to go there. And actually what it was is it was an assimilation boarding school, you know, established by the U.S. government in the late 1800s. And, you know, my grandfather would tell me these horrible stories about this Indian school where he was often beaten, stripped of his native tongue and culture. You know, he left that school unable to read or write. So I spent time with him, you know, lots of time, hours and days with him in a small garden that he meticulously tended. And, you know, he lived with my grandmother, who was bedridden after she was shot in the back by a neighbor during an argument.
Wow.
So it's a little, you know, a lot of tragedy. So, you know, my background and my goal in my life now is, you know, to actively reverse this forced assimilation that I kind of, you know, grew up with. Because when I grew up, you know, here in Ventura, Ohio.
Oh, wow,
County.
You're local. Yeah.
I grew up here in Ohio, and I, you know, mixed in with a lot of the other kids and in full assimilation. But as I began, you know, prodding about, you know, interested in my own background, these are the things that I discovered. And I, you know, I could go back literally, you know, one generation, and that's it, in terms of knowing where my family has come from, you know.
Yeah.
So, and that forms our identity, you know.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, you know, it's a tragic story, but it's beautiful that you have a history that you can, we all learn from our lives, you know, it's kind of like a full circle. And, you know, the people that really don't care about their backgrounds, I don't even want to say don't care, are just not interested. And then there comes a time where you just go, wow, where did I come from? You know, what did my family have to go through to get me here? And that's really the bottom line. I love that. So
yeah.
Wonder Mouse Studios is the name of your production. Where'd you get that name from? Talk to us.
I'm always asked that question, and it's a simple answer, but I have four kids. And,
so do I.
And,
yep.
Oh, awesome. and while they were growing up, I always tell them this story about a little mouse, and his name was Pix. And although he was extra small, I would say, he has the legs the size of a grasshopper, but he was full of wonder, and he's a sweet little character who's full of goodness and more often is able to save the day. So I would tell them, dozens and dozens of stories. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And I used to say that, you just remind me of a story where, if you have, I'm gonna get back to you on that. But it's like if you keep trying at something, you'll be able to jump out, And I love that story. Let me ask you. Will all these films, I know that you have The Runner coming up, right? And then you have other films that are in the works. Is that correct?
Yes, I have other films in development. I'm actually in production on two films currently. One is a documentary and one is a narrative.
And now, will all these films have, do they all have like a Native American influence?
I have several scripts with many different themes. I am just naturally a curious person, and, I want to explore many, different topics and ideas. While I'm personally deeply driven to explore my own Native roots, I'm also a multifaceted human being, and, I want to explore other stories, many other stories that portray Native Americans, but also just, I'm interested in telling the human story.
I love that. Simon, how can my listeners find out more about you, and how are we able to watch some of these shows?
You could go to my website, which is wondermouse.us.
Okay.
And it highlights a lot of the projects that I'm working on currently, as well as what I've done in the past. I have a trailer for The Runner on the website, and I also have a lot of other examples of stuff I've done in the past. I'm also a director of photography, so I've shot a lot of movies, a lot of documentaries specifically for a lot of different people. And one of the films that I directed recently is actually playing at another Native American film festival in Los Angeles that I was the director of photography for, and that was about the events of Standing Rock.
Very cool. Congratulations, Simon. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing it. And download our podcast, too, so you could share our show with everyone. But I look forward to your journey. I love this, and I would love to connect with you again.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
You too. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we are going to move on to our next guest. And of course, we're going to take a really quick break first. But again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest is Tom McLean. And Tom is professional stand-up and also an event coordinator. And, of course, we're talking about Project Understanding. And, of course, that's our second annual golf classic on November 21st and taking place at the prestigious Saticoy Club. Tom, welcome.
Good morning, Kim. I'm actually at the Saticoy Club right now as we speak. We're getting some stuff finalized, and we're so excited. It's such a beautiful golf course. I don't know if you've ever been here, but, man, it's got to be one of the most beautiful places in Ventura County.
Yeah. So tell everybody, first of all, how do they get involved?
Well, there's a lot of ways to get involved. If you're not really sure what your place would be, if you want to golf or if you want to look into sponsorships, go to projectgolfclassic.com. That's where you'll find a lot of information, because this is a great course. And most importantly, the money is going right into your own community. At Project Understanding, I don't know how familiar your listeners are with Project Understanding, but Project Understanding is kind of like the fixers of our community. Whenever there's any kind of a need that they see, like, you know, we have a food pantry that feeds over 4,000 people a month. We have tutoring services for students in need of help. And we have social services for people with, you know, counselors to help people prevent homelessness. Like, that's our main goal, is to prevent homelessness. And you know, it's just really like community fixes.
That's a great,
like,
I know that,
and have lots of fun.
Dan and
right
Brandy and their whole team have just done such an amazing job, and you know, and have also just been there for so many people. So first of all, how do we buy tickets?
Do you want to buy tickets for golf? Go to projectgolfclassic.com, and that's where you can find your tickets to golf, or your, if you want to look into sponsorships or things like that. We're also looking for some silent auction donations. If anybody has any really creative ideas, you can give me a call over at my office. We have just a lot of fun stuff going on. We have $1 million hole, so we, you know, if somebody gets a hole in one on, I think it's the 13th hole, they win $1 million. It's like a really cool, we've got all these cool little contests.
That's really cool, because 13 is a lucky number. I love that. So that's really fun. And so, of course, it's happening on November 21st. What time to what time?
November 21st, and our tee off is going to be at 10 a.m., so we'll probably start registering, you know, pretty early. You definitely want to be signed up ahead of time, because I think our golf field will be full, but most golfers probably already know that. But it's going to be just a action-packed day. We've got Chick-fil-A providing lunch. We have the Flight 126 Cafe providing breakfast. We have all kinds of great sponsors out there on the course bringing foods and drinks and making sure that our golfers are having lots of fun, because it is, again, we're all just coming together for this great cause.
Project Understanding, I love it. And Tom, I know that you actually have a gig coming up in Santa Paula. Tell us really quick about that. That's Friday the 25th. How do we get tickets for that?
Yeah, well, giggleslive.com is where you can usually find stuff for me. If you want to find out what I've got going on in comedy, giggleslive.com will usually point you in that direction. Our big show in Santa Paula is on the 25th. Me and my friend Kat Alvarado are going to be co-headlining, kind of like a home for the holidays type of thing. We're both working on some recording. Got one that's coming up a little sooner than mine, but we're both building our time. And so we're actually going to go and do, I guess what you would say is like our competition type of a set. Like, we're going to actually effort to put a really good show on, because we're working towards something we're both working on our own things. She's got an album and a HBO thing that she's recording really in the next couple of weeks. And then I have something that's a little further on. I'll make announcements regarding that later on.
Okay, we'll have to get you back on then. Well, again, thank you so much, Thomas. Great always catching up with you. And, of course, we're talking about the Project Understanding, that second annual golf classic, November 21st. Definitely, if you want to sponsor something, if you want to go out there and actually golf, whatever it is, make an attempt to really bring some great people together. And, Tom, give us the website one more time.
Pardon me? The website?
Yes.
That's projectgolfclassic.com. And remember, if you hit that million-dollar hole, you don't only win $1 million. You win Tom Splane as your new best friend. We'll go eat together. We'll go do stuff
got
together.
That right. How about – I love it. That's
awesome. Two
prizes. Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Thank you. And definitely we'll have you back on. All right. Well, my next guest is Stephanie Mucky, and she is with Humana and JJ Montana Rowe with USAA. And they're going to be joining us to share important information for eligible individuals, including veterans, to consider as they elevate, as they evaluate Medicare plan options. So let's bring them on. Joining me is Stephanie Mucky, Population Health Strategy Lead, Veteran Channel of Humana, and JJ Montanaro. Is it
Montanaro.
Okay, yep. I got it. There you go. Financial Planner of USAA Military Advocacy. We're talking about Medicare annual election, and it's the period between October 15th and December 7th. Really, we're just going to share about what to consider when it comes to your health care. So thank you so much. Stephanie, let's start with you. When does Medicare, obviously this is the time, but why is it so important?
Yeah, Kim, thanks for having us. Like you mentioned, the annual election period for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans takes place every year. We're in the season, October 15th through December 7th. And during this time, it's really important that those who are eligible for Medicare take some time to review and compare all the plans that are available in their area to find the one that best fits their personal health needs for the year ahead.
What makes Medicare Advantage different from the original Medicare? And tell us the importance of it.
They sound really similar, but there are some distinct differences. So with Medicare Advantage, you're receiving your coverage through a private insurer like Humana. Medicare Advantage includes all of those same benefits that are covered through original Medicare, so hospital benefits and medical insurance, but with the flexibility to provide additional benefits, things like prescription drug coverage, dental, vision, hearing benefits, sometimes even things like transportation or meal benefits. And another important differentiator is that with a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to know the maximum out-of-pocket cost that you would pay right up front. So you get that peace of mind knowing exactly where your maximum cost might be for your plan for the year.
And Stephanie, is there Humana Honor Medicare? What is that?
Humana's Medicare Advantage plans are the only plans that are recommended by USAA. And this year, for the first time, Humana and USAA are offering an honor plan with prescription drug coverage. It's available to everyone who's eligible for Medicare, but it was designed specifically with veterans in mind. And that goes for all of our honor plans. They've been designed specifically with veterans in mind to complement VA healthcare benefits and really give veterans the flexibility to choose between VA or civilian doctors and pharmacies and specialists. And we're also really excited to share all of our honor plans include dental, vision, and hearing coverage with no plan premium. So it's a really great option for veterans.
And of course, joining me is JJ. And JJ, for the people who don't know a lot about USAA, can you tell us a little bit about the company and its connection to the military?
Sure, Kim. We actually celebrated our 100th birthday back in June, so we've been around for 100 years,
Wow.
but that connection,
yeah.
I haven't been there the whole time. I have not been there the whole time.
Sound a little young, right? But
Thank you for that. But we were founded by 25 Army officers back in 1922 who couldn't get insurance elsewhere, so they came together, obviously focused on the military community. 100 years later, we do banking, investments, insurance, So that's changed a lot, but what remains the same is that commitment to the military community. We serve over 13 million veterans, currently serving members of the military, and of course, family members.
But working with Humana as a part of the Medicare work, talk to us about that and your why for that.
So when you talk about why for any partnership or what makes a partnership successful, I think it's about alignment. And so with Humana, you've got a deep commitment to the military community. Obviously, that's something we share, so we've got that alignment there. But we also bring together unique skills and institutional knowledge. They've got that depth of experience when it comes to health insurance and healthcare. On our end, it's all about understanding the military community and protecting and promoting their financial security. So you put those two things together and you've got a fantastic partnership.
So for veterans that are listening right now, having them in mind, when should they evaluate the Medicare Advantage plans? Like for an example, can Medicare Advantage and VA benefits work together?
Well, the when is really because things change year to year and mm-hmm. things change from county to county. I think the when is pretty much every year during this time period. But with veterans specifically, the assessment really starts with what they have in terms of benefits. It may be that the VA benefits are at the heart of that, but that's not the case for every veteran. So an assessment of what they need, what they use, what things cost. When you start to delve into all the different aspects of this decision, it can be pretty intimidating. And so that's why I think a licensed agent can be a good person to help them ask the right questions and find the right answers. And one of the things I'm proud about our partnership with Humana is that we have trained all the Humana agents. Actually, my team, Military Affairs here at USA, has trained all the Humana agents on the veteran experience and what it means to serve. And I think that gives the Humana agents unique insight as they go about their job.
Stephanie, back to you. What are some of the biggest social challenges that you see facing veterans today, and how are they impacting their overall health?
So when we look at social challenges, what we see is that things like food insecurity, loneliness, financial strain, mm-hmm. housing security, these things are more prevalent among veterans than the civilian population. And they have a direct impact on our health outcomes. You know, according to a study from Yale and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the primary enemy that most veterans face after service is not war-related trauma. It's loneliness. And loneliness mm-hmm. is a top predictor of depression and suicidal thoughts.
Wow.
Plans with additional benefits to support mental health services, you know, increase access to fitness programs, even transportation services, they can really help our veterans get connected to their communities. And these types of benefits provide the opportunity for veterans to develop those deep, meaningful relationships, find that sense of purpose after service, and ultimately improve their health outcomes. You know, social challenges also are directly related to increasing the risk of certain health challenges like Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or even suicide. So identifying those opportunities to increase social connection in the veteran space is really important.
Both of you have given some incredible information for our listeners. How do our listeners find their doctors, their hospitals, their provider network? How can they learn more about all these benefits and also fitness programs, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So most Medicare Advantage plans offer easy-to-use online tools with plan finders, help you figure out the doctors and hospitals that are within the plan's network. So for assistance, individuals can go to Humana.com for information on Humana plans, or they can reach out to a licensed sales agent, connect over the phone or in person. Our agents can be a really great resource to help folks navigate the plan choices that are out there and answer any additional questions that folks might have.
I love it. And JJ, thank you for being here too. Where can we find out more information about what you and, of course, what Humana does?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, appreciate it. Great to be with you. I think I would direct anybody who's looking for more information to Medicare.gov. That's a great place to go to compare plans, benefits, and costs, and really probably a great starting point for our listeners.
I love it. And again, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we are so grateful that you've chosen us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're just talking about what to consider when it comes to your health care. And if you are a veteran over the age of 65, definitely this is your time right now to make sure that you're getting the best value and the best plan for yours. And it's October 15th to December 7th. Make sure you take that time for yourself to make sure you're getting your best plan. And of course, if you are listening here on the radio or you are downloading the podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
My next guest is Maggie Halbach, and she is the president of Verizon Frontline. And you would not believe what they have to do to really keep our frontline safe. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Talk to us. I know that we just were having National First Responders Day is on October 28th. And talk to us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you for having me today. And I am honored to be speaking to you on National First Responders Day. Verizon Frontline has had a three-decade-long partnership with public safety, and we built Verizon Frontline with and for first responders. So we are proud of the work we do every day to support those willing to sacrifice so much to serve our communities and keep us all safe. And recently we saw firsthand, the courage, dedication, and selflessness of those in the public safety community. As we were all responding to Hurricane Ian, I was down in southwestern Florida in and around the Fort Myers area. And I saw how important it is for first responders to be able to communicate quickly and reliably. And Verizon Frontline always understands the importance of that communications as they're trying to do response and recovery. So I just want to say thank you for the heroic examples that we see across the country of our nation's first responders. And on behalf of the entire Verizon Frontline team, thank them every day for the work that they do.
So I agree. And that's beautiful. You're absolutely right. Talk to us about, number one, priority for 3 to 4 responders, the tool of choice that they are working with.
Yeah. So Verizon Frontline recently conducted a survey of first responders across the country. And let me just add that Verizon Frontline is the trusted provider of more than 30,000 public safety agencies across the country. And that is by far and away the hands down provider of choice. And we take that really seriously. And we listen very actively to ensure that we're meeting the unique needs of first responders, but also the evolving needs of first responders. And so this survey is just another example of how we are working to understand those requirements. And the main takeaway was the importance of network speed, reliability, and resiliency for these first responders. 80% cited these three factors as key priorities for them.
Wow, that's incredible. So let me ask you, when these incredible times, happen and everybody's down, how do you keep your equipment up? How does that work?
Yeah. So the question we asked within the survey was, what is one of the biggest challenges that these first responders see? And as you rightly pointed out, it's in these emergencies where a strong and reliable connection is really important. Mm-hmm. And so the Verizon Frontline team understands the importance of having high quality communications under any circumstance. And so while we have a very reliable network, in fact, we are America's most reliable 5G network, we have over 500 mobile assets, satellite assets, temporary communications assets, and a dedicated Verizon Frontline crisis response team that can actually deploy those assets. And in fact, in southwestern Florida, in some of the hardest hit areas, we were able to deploy dozens of assets to not only support the communications, but also the capacity of the network. A quick example, if I might, is we deployed a tethered drone to replace a downed cell site. And typically, if you lose a cell tower, it would be weeks to rebuild it. We were able to deploy a tethered drone to create a temporary cell site in a matter of hours.
Wow, that's incredible. I just want to ask you, so how is public safety communication technology expected to change in the coming years? Because you're already doing such an incredible job. What will that look like for the national first responders day 5 years from now?
So we anticipate that first responders will increasingly rely on enhanced communication and technological capabilities that are powered by 5G. 80% of respondents said 5G is going to be a priority for their agency within the next 5 years. And so that high speed and that low latency of 5G is really going to help power tools like smartphones and tablets, as well as technology for interconnected vehicles and that drone use case I gave you. So it's really going to change the way public safety is done in the next 5 years.
Very, very interesting. Maggie Halbach, thank you so much. How can our listeners find out more information about everything we talked about today?
So for more information, please log on to verizon.com/frontline, where you can actually get the full survey results, as well as learn more about our Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team and how Verizon 5G is powering innovation for public safety.
I love it. Maggie, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And you guys have done a great job. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope to see everybody out at the Book Expo and of course, at Manhattan of Camarillo. I always end my shows with a moment of happiness. Opportunities don't happen. You create them. With that, I'll talk to you later. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.